Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A federal judge in New Hampshire issuing a ruling prohibiting President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship by certifying a class action suit on behalf of all children who will be affected. ABC's Devin Dwyer.
Predictably, they're saying, here we go again. Another district court judge has gone off his rocker. He is violating the spirit of the Supreme Court's decision. And so all eyes are going to be back on the Supreme Court, probably in a matter of weeks, that this will make its way back up to the justices again, at least in an emergency basis, and they'll be asked to weigh in on what this New Hampshire judge did is a class action.
Brazil's current president says he will impose retaliatory tariffs if President Trump follows through on 50% tariffs over Brazil's criminal trial against Trump ally Jair Bolsonaro. This is ABC News. A life and death moment in South River, New Jersey. Police responding to a call finding a one-year-old named Joseph lifeless in his father's arm, unable to breathe with something in his throat. Two officers kicking into action.
Officer Nicholas Swineford arrives. He grabs Joseph, flips him over, and keeps going.
Flip the child over and start to do back blows until another officer is available.
The officers taking turns, using every ounce of their strength to force the obstruction out. Finally, their efforts pay off.
We did hear something, you know, kind of clearing up.
An ambulance arrives. Now, Joseph is back in his father's grateful arms, this time awake and breathing just fine.
It's ABC's Allison Kosick. More than 9,000 flight delays and more than 800 cancellations Thursday. Chicago's O'Hare Airport receiving the bulk of them. The airport placed under a ground stop due to lightning in the area. Chicago White Sox forced to postpone a home game because of the bad weather. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you ready for your family reunions, weddings, and summer fun? This is Heather at the Creative Outlet. If you're like me, you take loads of pictures to remember those events. Let me help you preserve those memories in a beautiful scrapbook album. At my store, I categorize my products by theme so that it's easy to find what you want when you're shopping. Come on in and see what I've got at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our prime time sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavors, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia.
puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said, but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Discouragement is of the devil, my mother used to say emphatically when I would get one of my teenage mood swings. I was not sure I believed her then. I rather enjoyed a little pity party occasionally. Discouragement, that feeling of gloom, oppression, like nothing will ever work out right again, spiritually disables us as long as we allow it to remain. Madame Guyon was persecuted and imprisoned for her faith. This is what she had to say about discouragement. I entreat you, give no place to despondency. This is a dangerous temptation, a refined, not a gross temptation of the adversary. Melancholy contracts and withers the heart and renders it unfit to receive the impressions of grace. It magnifies and gives a false coloring to objects and thus renders your burdens too heavy to bear. God's designs regarding you and the methods of bringing about those designs are infinitely wise. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Friday morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. While rainfall was fairly light in most of our area yesterday into last evening, generally a tenth of an inch or so, but it got much heavier. These cells, as they tracked east of us over toward Madison, they set a record daily rainfall, picking up 2.01 inches, breaking their old record of 1.63 inches for July 10th, set back in 1932. We do expect some more rain off and on from today through tomorrow as a wave of low pressure slides across the Midwest to some very humid air in place. Seeing quite a bit of rain this morning across the state of Iowa. We'll be on the northern fringe of that, but more should develop throughout the day. Hopefully the heaviest will miss us off to the south so we can avoid any flood situations, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the development. We are expecting this whole weather system to finally push out of here later tomorrow, be replaced by some high pressure, bringing us nice sunshine Sunday into Monday. It will be on the warm side, especially by Monday, and we could have another big weather system come in by Tuesday with another slug of rain, so stay tuned. Otherwise, for today, mainly cloudy and muggy. Occasional showers and a few thunderstorms are likely. Some heavy rain possible in spots, especially by late afternoon. High near 79, southeast wind 5 to 10 becoming variable. Humid tonight with areas of rain, fog, and some thunder rumbles, low at 66. Mostly cloudy to sun peaks tomorrow. 40% chance of some brief scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly ending by mid-afternoon. High about 81, west wind up to 10. Going into Sunday, plenty of sunshine, high near 84. Monday, partly cloudy, hot and more humid, slight chance of a thunderstorm, high 89. Tuesday, warm and sticky with showers and storms likely, especially later, high 87. And Wednesday, another chance of rain in the morning, high near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 68 degrees after a morning low of 65. Yesterday's high was 79, and we received 13.107 inch of rain. Record high set back in 1936 is 100 degrees, with a record low of 44 that was set back in 1945. Last year's high was 83, with a low of 65. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:42, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:32. Winds are out of the west at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.97, and we have received 1/100th of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serves local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess. Hometown baseball action from last night. It was the Utica doubling up on Albion 4-2, Columbus a 7-1 winner against Jefferson, and Fort Atkinson downed Waterloo 15-3. Sunday League hometown baseball coming up this weekend. Ashton is at Cross Plains. Schulzburg-Benton will play host to Muscadet. Dodgeville's on the road at Hollandale. Arena travels to Verona. Argyle will host Wyota. Blanchardville is at Ridgeway. Belleville travels to Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. Casanova will play host to rival Reedsburg. Wanakee hits the road to Middleton. It's Albion at Utica. Sun Prairie at Cottage Grove. Columbus will host Ryo. DeForest hits the road to Wisconsin Dells. Montello is going to host Monona. Lake Mills travels to Evansville. It's Footville at Stoughton. Cambridge at McFarland. And Jefferson hosts Fort Atkinson. The Milwaukee Brewers will begin a three-game home series against the Washington Nationals tonight. Milwaukee is 30-17 in Milwaukee and 53-40 overall. The Brewers have hit 89 total home runs. That ranks 10th in the National League. Washington has a 38-55 overall record. They're 20-27 on the road. They're also 28-7 in games when they have more hits than their opponents. The teams meet tonight for the first time this season. Game time on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 is 6:35 with a pregame and then 7:05 first pitch. The All-Star break is coming up after this weekend set of games, minutes after striking out the side in an electric 3-2 walk-off win against the Los Angeles Dodgers on Wednesday. Trevor Miguel was named a National League All-Star. Trevor had this to say about making the All-Star team.
This was number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for, and a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, you know, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Miguel on why things have clicked for him in Milwaukee.
I mean, it's just Trust and Hook and Jim and Murphy and, you know, Arnold, everybody involved. You know, they're just very mature organization. And, you know, they you put a game plan together with them and they trust you to go out there and execute it. And, you know, it's, they don't get lost too much in the analytics and whatnot. It's just go out there and get the zeros and, you know, just feel the confidence coming from up top, and it just helps me out that way.
The Midsummer Classic will be played at Trust Park in Atlanta on July 15th, where players will hit the field on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central. There was a limited set of big league games played last night. Baltimore beat the Mets in interleague play 3-1, the Cubs over Minnesota 8-1, Baltimore a 7-3 win against the Mets, and the Athletics over Atlanta 5-4. In the American League, Cleveland at Chicago postponed. Boston won better than Tampa Bay 4-3. The Yankees over Seattle 6-5, and Texas a big win over the Angels 11-4. Senior Circuit, Cincinnati blanked Miami 6-0, St. Louis no trouble with Washington 8-1, and San Diego edged Arizona 4-3. Seattle Mariner catcher Cal Raleigh thinks All-Star closer Andre Munoz was tipping pitches when he squandered a two-run lead in the ninth inning against the New York Yankees. Munoz was handed his sixth blown save in 27 opportunities this season after starter Brian Wu held the Yankees hitless into the eighth inning. With the Mariners holding a 5-3 lead, Munoz entered in the ninth inning and loaded the bases on a pair of singles and a two-out walk. Standing at second base while Austin Wells batted, Cody Bellinger waved his arms when Munoz threw his slider. Wells worked the count full and then lined a fastball into right field for a two-run single that tied it. The Yankees then scored in the 10th inning to pull out the 6-5 victory. Jacob DeGrom is an All-Star ace again after several injury-filled seasons. This is his fifth All-Star nod and his first while being a member of the Texas Rangers in the American League. DeGrom says it's a little bit of validation after coming back from his second Tommy John surgery. The lanky right-hander is 9-2 this season with a 2.29 ERA and 18 starts, twice as many as he had combined the past two seasons after joining the Rangers. It's already the most starts for DeGrom since 2019 when he won his second National League Cy Young Award in a row while pitching for the New York Mets. Cooper Flagg made his professional debut Thursday night in the NBA Summer League and celebrated with an 87-85 win over Bronny James and the Los Angeles Lakers. Flagg finished with 10 points. He went 5-for-21 shooting, including 0-for-5 from three-point land. He also had 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block. Though Flagg struggled at times to find his groove, there were flashes as to why he was picked number 1 overall a month ago, doing plenty of little things that helped the Mavericks seal the win, including a key block. Flagg swatted DJ Stewart's attempt with a 1:10 left in the game, and Ryan Nembhard made a 3-pointer at the other end to give Dallas that margin of victory, 87-85. A new college sports agency has rejected certain NIL deals involving donor-backed collectives. These collectives form to funnel money to athletes or schools, and it fails to meet NCAA rules requiring deals to serve a valid business purpose. A letter sent to Division I athletic directors explained that deals solely raising funds for athletes, like selling merchandise or hosting events, do not qualify. Since July, schools can now pay players directly under the $2.8 billion House settlement. Meanwhile, collectives tied to schools like Georgia and Alabama are shutting down. Over 1,500 deals have been approved through NIL Go, a clearinghouse that was launched in June. And the throwback helmets and unis to be worn by the pack in the 2025 NFL season will be seen at the team's first day of training camp, July 23rd. Now, there's been no confirmation about the uniform's design. SportsLogos.net suggests something like the 50s classic uniform is on the way. Green Bay wore an all-white alternate uniform a season ago twice, once against the Houston Texans and once against the Seattle Seahawks.
Cordon Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
And it's time for Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Phil Nee, and today on Fresh from the Country, we talk about some Wisconsin country music, and one of our good friends, Dan Lapine, joins us. His new album is out, and we've played this song. It's called Country Proud.
You might catch me on a bender, feeling warm and tender, hanging with a younger crowd. Some fellas checking out the ladies. There's only one bar in this town. The bass is really booming. They got a brand new version. They're calling it country somehow. But I like my country, country proud. A little steel guitar, a gal sawing on a fiddle, and a good old three chord song. Picking some loving and some living, and a little bit of love gone wrong. The tick hop beats just ain't my groove. My heart's still in Twang Town. Yeah, I like my country, country proud. It seems everywhere you go, they're ringing out the soul just to try to make a buck. Everyone, you won't please anyone, and I think they forgot about us. They say you need a little pop if you wanna pop off, 'cause country can't stand on its own, but country folks can survive, that's what I've been told. We need a steel guitar, a gal sawing on a fiddle, and a good old three chord song. A lot of chicken picking, some loving and some living, a little bit of love gone wrong. Those hip hop beats just ain't my groove. My heart's still in Twang Town. Yeah, I like my country, country proud. I'll play it now. Steel guitar, a gal sawing on a fiddle, and a good old three chord song. A lot of chicken picking, some loving and some living, and a little bit of love gone wrong. Those hip hop beats just ain't my groove. My heart's still in Twang Town. Yeah, I like my country, country proud. Country proud. Oh, yes, I do.
Joining us this morning is Dan Lapine. He has some new music out, and he's playing all over our great state and all over the Midwest this summer. Dan, how's it been going for you?
Hey, man, I've been doing great. Thanks for having me.
I know it's been an exciting year for you, going back to the release of your full length.
Yeah, it's been going great, man. dropped it on May 16th, and I'm just really proud of it, man. It was really fun to finally get a full length body of work out there, and found a great producer to do it that I've been working with the past few years, and a great camp, and wrote all the songs on my own. There was one co-write, so it's got a good personal touch to it, too.
Called Honky Tonk Traditional. I'm guessing there's no accent in the name, is there?
Yeah, man. It's just the kind of country music that I love, so that's what it is, straight up.
Well, some have compared you to a George Strait sound or a Daryl Singletary sound, and how do you feel about that?
Hey, man, that's perfect, because that's about my two favorite country singers of all time right there, so I'll take it.
Did you grow up listening to those guys?
Yeah, I actually listened to a lot more metal and rock and stuff when I was younger, but my dad kind of, well, mom and dad, they kind of steered me into country when I wasn't until I was probably 20 years old or so. It was kind of funny. So grew up in the country, moved away from home, and then I felt like that's when I really, you know, I missed it and I connected with it more.
Growing up in Wisconsin as well, you know, you were kind of, right in polka country there as well, right?
Yeah, we don't know any polka songs, unfortunately. We do get that request every now and then, though.
I bet you do. Yeah. So you were in the Sauk City area, correct?
Yeah, that's where I grew up, so I would say from Sauk City. I'm in Palmyra now. I've been there for a few years with my wife, which is like Whitewater Eagle area, I always say, because a lot of folks don't know where Palmyra is, but yeah.
The song Country Proud did pretty well for you earlier, didn't it?
Yeah, that one, we shot a real fun music video for it, and just kind of had fun with the theme of the song, and it felt like the right way to kick off the album, so that was the first track on the album, and yeah, all in all, the streaming numbers and everything has been really solid, I thought, you know, for being a independent, traditional guy out of Wisconsin, you know, so...
Tell us what
been happy with it.
Tell us what the process is like for making videos.
Well, usually I'll contact somebody who does it, and I like to have my hands in everything a little bit, so I'll have a whole sheet kind of notes and stuff, and then we kind of bounce it back and forth. And the location is always something we have to navigate because, you know, I don't own a bar or anything, you know, or a venue. So we usually go off of, you know, one of my friends who books me, you know, one of the bars I've played, or else if they know anyone. And I guess it doesn't have to be in a bar either, but that's where the first couple of music videos that I've done have been kind of based in that setting.
Do they take a little while? I mean, they seem like they would be, fun, but it's probably a grueling schedule, isn't it?
It can be a tedious process. I usually get it done, or it's usually about a 6 to 8 hour day, but then the editing could be a lot longer, and that's the part that I'm glad that I don't have to do. So, but I'll shoot them back and forth notes and stuff like that until we're happy with it. So,
there is a photo on our website, and it's you looking out at the stage, or from the stage, at the audience. Where was that taken at, Dan?
Crystal Grand Theater in the Dells.
That was a big crowd in front of you.
Yeah, man, great place there. You know, they have some of the country legends that really inspired me. They have there pretty regularly, guys like Clint Black and John Anderson I got to open for there. And that particular picture was when we opened for Clint Black. But, very beautiful place. They have great music, great sound, just a great place to see a show.
Yeah, and you're going to be back around the area some this summer. Can you talk about some of those venues you'll be playing at?
Yeah. So this weekend, Saturday, I'll be at Sauk County Fair. I'm opening up for Dylan Marlowe and Tyler Rich. I'm just going to be playing solo acoustic, opening up the show at 6:30. Sauk County Fair is always a good time. And then Mount Horeb Country Music Fair, that's another one. That's going to be... Saturday, July 26th, and we're playing with the full band at that one, 4 to 4:50 p.m. And then we got our first gig at Showboat Saloon coming up at Wisconsin Dells Friday, September 12th, 8 to 10. And that's during, I can't remember the name of the festival. It's a really big festival that they have in the Dells that weekend. Like Wahooza or something, some funny name like that.
Ah, interesting. When you look at those gigs, certainly a lot of fun. You're playing acoustic, you're playing the band with acoustic. You can't hide, right? You can't blame it on anybody else if you make a mistake.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I like to do both. It's just, you know, it's a different feel. And when I started out, I did all acoustic shows for the first couple of years before I got a band together. So I think, I don't mind doing it at all. I think it's pretty fun. It's a good challenge. As long as it's not like, you know, a 2-hour set acoustic on a big stage, you know, it's different if I'm in a bar playing a 3-hour gig or something, but if I'm on a big stage and it's just acoustic, you know, a half hour or something is perfect in my opinion.
You mentioned John Anderson, some others that you've shared the stage with, Dan.
Yeah, John Anderson, Clint Black, Shenandoah, recently Brooks and Dunn up at Hoofbeat in Cadott. So that was freaking awesome, man, seeing those guys, and they're just still incredible. That same show, we technically played before several other people, too, so we got to, you know, add some more names to the list. Chris Young, Corey Kent is a newer guy that's really been making some big waves. We've got a pretty decent resume going on that end. Took a while, but it's getting there for sure.
So. Yeah, a lot of hard work, I know. Do you get a chance to chat with any of the headliners from time to time, or does everybody kind of keep to themselves?
Well, it kind of all depends on the layout and the schedule of the day and stuff, but I will say Clint Black and John Anderson were both extremely cool and really, really nice and just kind. And that was, those were both really special nights for me.
What about accolades? I know you've had a few. Is there one that you're most proud of?
Well, you got the award shows and stuff. There's several different music groups and whatnot. And usually it's one of those things where you kind of got to put your time into that group and network within that particular group. And, so I don't really make time to go to all of them and be a part of all of them, but I do like the Midwest CMO. It's the Midwest Country Music Organization. That one I've just met a lot of good musicians through and done a lot of good networking through that one. And, I was actually nominated for Male Vocalist of the Year last year. So that was super neat. This year they're actually hosting it in Wisconsin for the first time too. It'll be, technically it'll be next year in early May, I believe it is. But, so maybe with it being hosted in Wisconsin, I'll have a little advantage to winning and not just being nominated. We'll see.
Well, hope so. Absolutely. We'll be pulling for you. Do you have a favorite artist to cover?
Yeah, I mean, you said them earlier, man. George Strait, Daryl Singletary. I love doing Keith Whitley, Merle Haggard. Guys with they have some of the best songs and some of the best voices. And, you know, I try to emulate them a little bit, but do my own thing a little bit. And that seems to be the way to go for me. And, yeah, just love singing that classic/traditional type country.
Well, you have a new song that you sent us. What can you tell us about it?
Oh, yeah, Neon Dream. So this is... it was actually the fifth single of the CD, digital single. And it's just been kind of going over better than anything else, I feel like, lately since the album dropped. So I've been kind of pushing that one as the radio single currently. And it's just a fun, upbeat, honky-tonk jam about a guy who goes out to the bar and meets a lady, which is the Neon Dream. So yeah, he kind of does that, and luck doesn't go his way the first time, and then he meets another one, and it's just fun country music type stuff. So
yeah, sounds like it fits right in there with your repertoire.
Yeah, well, I always say, you know, one of my favorite things to do is just go out, drink a few beers, and see where the night leads you. And that was kind of the mindset behind writing that one.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, I bet you it's going to be a hot time on the stage at the Sauk County Fair tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah, I assume it will be. We were at Stoughton Fair last weekend, and that one was hot. So I feel like that kind of broke us in a little bit for this July heat, which is like another level other than the June heat sometimes. So yep, it's that time of year. There's no getting around it. Thank God for stage fans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you're going to be in some good company, and I know a lot of people. You're going to have a big crowd tomorrow night, I think. So we appreciate it. We say good luck to you, Dan, and keep us posted on your career.
Well, thank you so much, Phil. I really appreciate you guys.
Dan Lapine joining us on WRCO's Fresh from the Country today.
Feeling doggone low. We were moving to a hillbilly groove when she reached out for my hand. I shot up to the moon, didn't know if I'd ever land. Then it was goodbye heartache, hello neon dream. So long and lonely, welcome honky tonk queen. Where've you been? Neon dream. Just like that, she was gone again. It happened way too fast. Now I'm back on the same old stool, thinking my good luck has passed. So I poured down a couple more, queued up some jukebox tunes. She was singing every word, and that's right when I knew. Then it was goodbye heartache, hello neon dream. So long and lonely, welcome honky tonk queen. Where've you been all of my life? Don't wake me till the morning light, hello neon dream. Town. You never know what the night will hold when you're honky tonk bound. Then it's goodbye heartache, hello neon dream. So long and lonely, welcome honky tonk queen. Neon dream.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership. Whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now. 608-738-8765 and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
And here with the number one song in the country, Morgan Wallen, Just in Case.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
And once again, that was Morgan Wallen with Just In Case, the number one song in the country this week. And my name is Tim Thied, and I'm sitting in for Phil Nee this morning, hoping each and every one of you are having a great Friday. And right now we have cloudy skies and 69 degrees, according to the Worst Floor and Home Thermometer at 842. Okay, coming up here shortly, we are going to be having trivia, so be sure to get your thinking caps on, and you can win some goodies from Christy Sunnyside today.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Polers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipolars.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
The Muscadet Mudcats hometown baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet. Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
All right, the trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
And, of course, you can win some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside. And, as you know, Christie's is the best-tasting cookie in the world. But the number one selling cookie in the world is Oreo, with over $2 billion in annual sales. It's been a favorite since its creation in 1912 by Nabisco. Beginning in the early 2010s, Nabisco began releasing limited edition runs of cookies with more exotic flavors. Which of these... I'm making this a multiple choice, making it a little easier. Which of these were never a limited edition Oreo cookie? Once again, never a limited edition Oreo cookie. Is it A, Oreo Coca-Cola, B, Oreo Batman, C, Hot Chicken Wing, or D, Rudy Tooty? If you know the answer, give a call to 608-647-4155.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner, who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back, going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
And currently in Richland Center, it's 70 degrees at 8:51. And believe it or not, we already have a winner on trivia. My first trivia question I ever gave, I thought maybe it might be a little more of a challenge, but it wasn't. Right off the bat, first caller guessed it right. That was Nancy McCauley from Richland Center. Nancy will be won a half dozen cookies from Christy Sunnyside. And in case you didn't hear, the question was... The number one selling cookie in the world is Oreos, with over $2 billion in annual sales. And Nabisco began selling limited edition runs of cookies back in 2010. And I said, which was not a limited edition? It was either A, Oreo Coca-Cola, B, Oreo Batman, C, Hot Chicken Wing, or D, Rudy Tootie. And the answer was Rudy Tootie. Letter D, because Rudy Tootie is actually a flavor of fresh and fruity pancakes from IHOP. And in case you're wondering when the other ones came out in 2024, the Oreo Coca-Cola came out as part of a campaign with Coca-Cola. Oreo Batman came out in 2022 to promote the movie The Batman, but that was only released in Europe, Canada, Mexico, and Australia. And this is the one I thought would throw people off. Hot Chicken Wing. Believe it or not, there was a flavor of Oreo, but that was only exclusive to China. So that's probably why you never saw it here in the United States. So once again, congratulations to Nancy McCauley, our winner on trivia today. And coming up next, we have Boys Growing Up with Ned Ledoux.
Jesus a lot about boys growing up, and the junkyard's still doing a lot of business from boys growing up. When the girls become women, they don't waste any time while we're playing
falling in their eyes. They still keep on falling for boys growing up. The toys get faster, drinks get stronger, skin gets thicker and the shadows get longer. We're still falling down, learning how to pick yourself up off the ground. You know a man's gotta be tough. Blamed on boys growing up. And a lot of diamond rings get bought by boys growing up. A lot of swinging for the fences. A lot of striking out. A lot of breakups and makeups and coming back around. Next thing we know, we're watching our boys growing up. Shadows get longer. We're still falling down, learning how to pick yourself up off the ground. You know a man's gotta be tough. Don't mind us. We're just boys growing up. Mamas talk to Jesus a lot about their boys growing up. The junkyard's still doing a lot of business from boys growing up. Toys get faster, drinks get stronger, skin gets thicker and the shadows get longer. We're still falling down, learning how to pick yourself up off the ground.
That was, once again, that was Ned Ledoux with Boys Growing Up on Country and Community. Okay, coming up shortly, we will be having the morning show coming up, and after that, we will have some more great music to take you through your day right here on Country and Community, WRCL 100.9 FM. Here's Phil Besser with Prayer of a Common Man.
Daddy put in his 40 years, got his gold watch, and then they sent him home. I never knew what a struggle was like till I cried tears on a stone. He was just a cog in their wheel, lived and died on the layaway plan. The Lord hear the prayer of a common man. Is anybody up there? Hallelujah! Does anybody care? Life takes its toll on the heart and soul, but I'm doing the best I can. The Lord hear the prayer of a common man. Couple thousand bucks. She's got a beautiful smile, but it'll be a while on my new used pickup truck. This house of cards I built is mortgaged to the hilt, and it's sinking in the sand. Now, Lord, hear the prayer of a common man. Anybody care? Life takes it.
is coming back.
ABC News at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families and the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's something for everyone. Bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Central Texas, crews digging through piles of debris to try to locate the more than 160 people still missing after catastrophic flooding exactly a week ago. ABC's Trevor Ault has more from Kerrville, the city President Trump and the First Lady will be visiting this morning.
President Trump and the First Lady will be meeting with emergency responders and grieving families, and he will also likely face questions about the response to this tragedy. He's so far only had praise for the government's response. He's referred to this flooding as a once in every 200 years event.
State Department firing more than 1,300 career diplomats and civil servants as a part of a reorganization plan announced earlier this year. Critics say it'll damage America's global leadership